Welcome back to the BFR podcast. Today's topic is how to wear your BFR cuffs. Seems super simple, but we get quite a few questions on best practices for upper and lower extremity. How do I wear them? How tight should they be? Etc. For, you know, different types of movements, especially. So we're going to go through all of that today. Should be a fairly quick podcast, but hopefully this is a good reference point for anybody who's curious about this. I think it's something too where BFR is becoming more of a practice or modality that people are using on their own without a supervision of a physical therapist. We've done our part to make blood flow restriction more accessible to any and everybody to train while they're at home in their home gym, etc. So podcasts like this, I think, are particularly important when viewed in that context. Let's start with upper extremity. So the cuff should be worn in general at the highest part of your arm, just beneath your side delts. You can almost think of the top of the cuff sort of hugging or cupping your side delt. And quick note, this podcast is going to be referring specifically to how to wear Saga BFR cuffs, but the principles should apply pretty much no matter what BFR cuffs you're wearing, as long as they are cuffs that have some sort of inflatable nature to them and aren't just tourniquet straps. You'll be able to use some of the what we discuss for tourniquets, but as you'll see, some of what I get into revolves around cuffs that have an inflation aspect to them. So now that we have position down, let's talk about tightness. The cuff should be snug, but not too tight. The easiest way to conceptualize that is it should be snug enough to where it's not moving. If you kind of shake your arm around a little bit, it shouldn't be sliding down, but it shouldn't be so tight that it's uncomfortable or to where it feels like it's already doing a decent amount of occlusion without even the cuff being inflated yet. Easy practical test is, can you fit two fingers between your skin and the cuff? That's kind of a nice, just two fingers side by side. We have that on our quick start guide on our website. Seems to be a pretty helpful reference point. Remember, in general, the muscles that are going to benefit the most are going to be the ones that are distal to the cuff. So that's why you want it as high as possible. There's kind of no sense in putting it halfway down your bicep if you're going to do bicep curls or something of that nature. So trying to get it as high as possible, and then just make sure that it's tight enough, snug enough to not move, but not too snug to where it's causing occlusion. Okay, simple enough. Let's move on to lower body. Positioning-wise, you can think of it in a very similar way, the same way that the upper extremity cuffs should hug your side delt. For lower body, it should kind of be hugging or cupping your glute. So again, you want it as high up on your leg as possible. And the same principle applies in terms of tightness of the cuff. So it should be snug enough to where if you kind of move your legs around a little bit, it's not sliding down your leg, but not too tight to where you feel like you're already occluded before the cuff even inflates. Again, the two-finger rule applies pretty well here. A consideration more so with lower body is just making sure that the cuff is in a position where you still can move freely. Obviously, it depends on the movement. Things like quad extensions are pretty easy, more of a single joint movement. But when you get into squats and lunges, you don't want to be overly, have an overly cumbersome setup, which does bring cuff width into the equation. We've done a whole separate episode on the width of your cuff and kind of ideal cuff width lengths based on literature and kind of what we see in practical experience from a practical experience perspective. So go ahead and listen to that if interested. Okay, so now that the basics are out of the way, this is an important thing to address. We get asked quite a bit, hey, what about if I'm training forearms, or for lower body, what about if I'm training calves? Can I put the cuff, you know, at the bottom part of my bicep for forearms, or maybe just above the knee for calf raises? And the answer, at least my answer right now, is I suppose you could, but we don't really have any research on this to my knowledge, at least not an abundance of it by any means. Regardless though, if you put the cuff on your upper arm where I just referred to it earlier, just beneath your delt, arterial flow is still going to be occluded to your forearm. So you're still going to get, you know, an effect despite the fact that maybe you're not doing bicep curls, you're doing forearm training. And same thing goes with the calves. You're restricting femoral artery blood flow into your legs. And so the calves are still going to see a good deal of blood flow restriction to them. And obviously venous flow leaving the calf, they're still going to be probably under full venous occlusion. You know, there is reason to think that you'd probably get greater summation of metabolites in the target muscle. So if you're training, if you're really just focused on calves, putting the cuff just above the knee, perhaps you'll get greater metabolite summation focused in that target area. Some people mention, you know, they'll put it on their just above their knee so that they have less fatigue interference from the quads and hamstrings. I think that's kind of unnecessary. If you're doing calf raises and your quads are getting fatigued, there's a problem with how you're doing calf raises most likely. If anything, I think there might be some merit to the metabolite summation in the target muscle for the forearms or the calves by putting the cuffs lower. So my best take right now is just to try both and see what you prefer. If you do a set of calf raises or, you know, four sets of calf raises with the cuff above your quad, and then, you know, the next time you go and you try it just above your knee and you get a much better stimulus, it seems to be, you know, a greater pump in the target muscle, et cetera. Maybe that's a good thing to include. Just make sure your LOP figures are probably going to be slightly different with the cuff placed in a different spot. So it's worth knowing. I wouldn't operate off your limb occlusion pressure that you measured with the cuff at the top of your quad when you place the cuff at the bottom of your knee. It's probably going to be slightly different. So it's worth just recalibrating before you begin a session. Okay, quick episode, quick review. In general, cuffs should be at the highest point of the arm or the highest point of the leg, cupping either your lateral delt or your glute, snug but not too tight before inflation. And that's kind of it. And then obviously, just reiterating, it's worth trying putting it just above your knee for calf training, or, you know, just at the bottom of your bicep for forearm training, or even the top of your forearm for that matter. But I think anybody who suggests that one option is for sure better than the other one might be a little bit misplaced, because I don't think we really have enough data on that at this point. That's all for today's quick episode. If you have any questions at all, always feel free to reach out at info@saga.fitness. We'll see you guys in the next episode.